Hey, sports bettors, bring it up. It is May 15th, Monday, and still in celebration from yesterday's outstanding news as Supreme Court of the United States has overturned PASPA from 1992, which blocked states from legally allowing wagers to happen, sports betting to happen, and that has been overturned. And we're not going to get into it too deep on this particular episode because this is kind of for our daily people to check in and kind of get the best picks and some education behind these types of scenarios that we can offer. So we're going to get on to that. But today's top pick, again, we want to remind you to stop by the sportsbetuniversity.com website and get affiliated and get connected and joined up with any one of our top sports books, as well as sportsinsights.com, which we do the analyzation and follow the numbers. And today we kind of give you a quick report and tell you what it's saying and tell you what we're going to go with as far as today's top pick. Today's top pick is going to be the Chicago Cubs at -118 on the money line versus the Atlanta Braves. And here's the reasoning and here's the thought process. This today has predominantly more to do with the handicapping and the anticipation of the motivations and revenge factors and just pure handicapping. And it also does actually match up quite a bit with our sportsinsights.com money percentages and ticket percentages. You have about 60% of the dollars on the money line with the Cubs, but you have about 40% of the tickets, which is actually a good thing. So it's creating that X that we always talk about, where we want to have the higher money but the lower tickets, and that's showing the sharper play. Although we are getting a little bit of a weird line movement with that line dropping a bit to open up more dollars on the Cubs, we're okay with that. We have some screwy lines early, and we'll tell you about that. You see some major changes in lines, which can indicate either it's sharp money or public money. In this case, we feel like it's probably some sharp money, but one of the bigger ones was the Texas Rangers today, so that'd be another game to look at. The Texas Rangers opened up as a dog, and that line has actually gone down about 15 cents from -145 for Seattle, down about -130, 127. So you see about 15 to 20 cent drop in price. And if we look at the dollars and the cents, you see they're really trying to encourage and get some money on Seattle. So typically if they want you to go that direction, you want to go the other direction, which would be Texas in today's scenario. Another one of those that fits that same motif is the Cleveland-Detroit game. Looking like you have some huge money coming in on Cleveland with Tomlin, even though they went from a -125 opening to a 135, so that's about a 10-cent increase, but some heavy dollars on Cleveland, so that would be another one. I know we say today's top pick is Chicago, but you have these other ones that you may want to consider for these reasons. And again, this is another reason why you got to get yourself a sportsinsights.com account. Make sure you stop by our website to get linked through and click through as an affiliate. We do appreciate that. But those are some games we really want to target and watch today. We do like the Brewers 1.5 run line today against Arizona. Arizona does have Greinke throwing, but we like the way the Brewers are hitting the ball and playing. Better bullpen. So that would be something to consider to get some value there. But again, today we are going to be on the Chicago Cubs. The last game we're going to just tip you off onto is that Tampa Bay-Kansas City game. You have about 84% of the dollars on Tampa Bay, but only about 55% of the 45% of the tickets. That would be another one to target is Tampa Bay. And so again, hopefully these help you determine which you're going to put your money on today, your hard-earned money on some good teams. We want to also give you some heuristics. A last little tip here, more value, hopefully. Anytime you have a division teams playing, for example, let's say, and division teams meaning like say Houston and the Angels, or Texas and Seattle, not like Philadelphia, Baltimore, and we're talking in MLB. So again, division rivals, division teams, anytime you have a home, where you have a dog situation, where you have a favorable dog that's got a good fighting chance, you typically would play the over. And the theory is, or the reasoning is, both teams are going to be able to score, both teams are running up the runs, and so you would tendencies fall into having an over. So anytime you have a division road dog that has a favorable position to, you know, have a good chance in that game, you probably want to consider also considering the over and take a look at that. So just a little tip, again, hopefully add more value and give you some more things to think about today. But hopefully that helps. Stop by the website. Make sure you join us on Twitter and Facebook, and love to hear more from you on what you're on and why you're on it. We can all learn together and get better as we get educated and get elevated. Talk to you tomorrow.